It's time for All Things Gardening. I'm producer Mary Engish, and the star of the show, Charlie Nardozzi, is here. Hi, Charlie.
Ta-da-da-da! Hi, Mary.
Well, it's the time of February. It's set aside for couples or people to maybe gift each other some cut flowers or roses or plants or things like that. But you've got some ideas for folks who may be on a budget or want some other ideas to extend the love beyond the day or the weekend.
Exactly. And that could be done by forcing some flowering branches. So it may not be as romantic as getting a cut flower, but it's going to last longer through the spring. And the idea is that you can go out and take a look at some of your spring flowering shrubs, like the forsythias and the cornelian cherry trees and the flowering quince and witch hazel and all of these plants that will be flowering actually not too many months from now, a month or so from now. You'll start seeing some of that action. And you can cut some of those branches that have the big fat flower buds on them. And you can tell they have flower buds because the buds will stand out away from the stem a little bit versus a leaf bud, which is going to be right up close to the stem. So cut some of those branches, bring them inside, and you can force them into bloom. Now, the key is to choose the right ones at the right time. So this time of year in February, choose the ones that bloom really early, like I was mentioning the flowering quince and the cornelian cherry and the forsythia. And then as we get into March or so, you can start trying things like the crab apples and the deciduous fruit trees that are there, lilacs, wigelias, red buds, even magnolias you can even try too. The closer you are to the actual flowering time, the faster it's actually going to flower for you indoors. So you can play around with which ones you're doing and see which ones are flowering fast. The key is to cut the right stems, as I was mentioning, about 6 to 18 inches long, depending upon what you're doing, and also try to cut them so you're not deforming the shrub or the tree. You know, do it as part of your pruning, for example. Bring them inside, put them in a pail of water, let them soak overnight.
Okay.
And then the next morning, go back, recut the bottoms of them, put them in a vase with some warm water, put a little of those floral fertilizers that you get with the cut flowers, throw that in there too. Why not? And then just put them in a warm room. And depending on the time of year and how warm it is, it could be anywhere from 1 to 4 weeks, you'll start getting flowers emerging. So imagine in March and even into April, you'll have beautiful flowers indoors from your plants that will then again flower for you a second time outdoors.
Everlasting love. I love that. Peggy in Hartford, New York wrote a question in for you, Charlie. It says, each year I plan to cut back my rhododendrons, but the robins that nest in them arrive early and they make it challenging to schedule pruning. If I prune in February or early March, do I risk damaging my plants? And they write, I realize that if I prune before their arrival, I will lose some blossoms, but that may be a choice I need to make.
Yes, that is true. That is a conundrum, isn't it? If you prune too early, you're going to remove those blooms. If you wait till late, the robins are already in there, so you can't really prune. I did have one idea for you, Peggy, and that is maybe put something inside the rhododendron bush that's going to prevent them from actually nesting. So I'm thinking like a mesh material or fishing line or something, string, just kind of wrap it inside the bush where they normally would be trying to build a nest, make it hard for them to get in there, and perhaps that would deter them from going in and actually building a nest in your rhododendron. Other than that, I guess you're just going to have to live with your robins.
Not a bad deal. If you have questions, then send them to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And you can listen back to all the episodes from all the years past at vermontpublic.org as well. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.